Times Radio 620 KTAR.
By the way, for you Jamie Cullum fans, this is the new Jamie Cullum CD. Cullum CD. And, and most people are like totally into him or never heard of him.
Never heard of him. But I might be a fan.
He's an incredible British young man that's Cullum, C-U-L-L-U-M, jamiecullum.com. You want to check it out. It is. It's good music. You are listening to the Computer Corner. The Data Doctors are here to help you with your computer calls and questions. We want to thank our sponsors, Gold Circuit Incorporated, the folks that will make sure that your old equipment goes to the proper place, both virtually when it comes to your data and literally when it comes to that toxic waste that is that computer.
Right.
Arsenic and lead and all that fun stuff that's in there. Please do not throw your computers into the dumpsters or into the landfills. Get them properly recycled. If you're an individual residential customer, they don't charge you for that. If you're a corporate customer, they can provide you with very high levels of destruction and secure disposal of your corporate secrets. So check them out at goldcircuit.com. All right, we're talking about Google. We're talking about the tools that Google have that most of you probably have never really spent the time looking at. One in particular that I like for just about everyone is the Google Toolbar, because it puts the Google search window right in the top portion of your browser, so you don't actually have to go to google.com anytime you want to search for something.
That's right.
And built into it is a very effective pop-up blocker.
True.
Which works with a good portion, and it tells you, it reports to you like a you know, little kid in school. Look, I blocked 1,432 pop-ups so far. And a myriad of other little tools in there. So that's another one that's in there. That, you know, basically by the end of this show, your machine's going to look like it's been completely overrun, completely overtaken by Google, right? So you're going to have like Google Desktop and Google Toolbars and.
But it's all useful, practical stuff.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes, it is. Let's see if we can sneak in a call and help Eric out with a question about the internet providers. Eric, welcome to the Computer Corner.
Hi, I've got a couple of different questions for you. First of all, me and my wife, we live so far out in the sticks that the phone service hasn't even got to us yet.
Phone service? Are you? You have dial-up phone service, right?
Yeah, okay. Yes, we do have dial-up, but we don't have a phone line to our house yet. We just built a new home.
I see.
My question is we was looking at satellite internet, getting a small satellite dish and getting the internet through that.
Yes.
I was wanting your opinion on that, and also, we're looking to buy a new computer. Our last computer we bought in 95, I think it was. It's an IBM Aptiva.
Wow.
When 386 used to be fast.
Wow.
I bought a new printer and tried to put a USB connection in it, and that didn't work.
So yeah, I would imagine. Yeah, that's
just to buy a whole new computer. And also, what I was looking for is something just to do normal stuff around the house. Let's say look on the internet, run maybe a checkbook program or something like that. And the most I would ask for it to do would maybe do like run a 3D landscaping design program.
Sure.
And also what your all's opinion was on Dell computers.
All righty, boy. There's a. Actually, you're going to have to stay with us for the rest of the show. We're going to need like an hour to cover all that.
The answer is yes to all
like,
of it.
It was like yes, yes, no, yes, yes, and no. All right, thanks for calling. So hang tight, but obviously we're coming up on a break here, so we're going to start with the satellite issue, and then when we come back from break, let's talk some more about the rest of the questions you had.
Okay, that's not a problem. I can listen offline. That's fine, too.
Well, hang on, but hang tight here because there may be some additional questions we have to ask you. When it comes to the internet, the satellite internet service is really best for that exact situation you're describing. If you were here in town and you had the option of cable and DSL and those others, I always like the wired approach better than the wireless because it tends to be a little more consistent. Satellite can be impacted by weather and some of the other things.
Right. Well, here in Arizona, I figured weather wouldn't be too big of a deal because we have 350 days of sunshine.
Right.
But I was just was concerned. Going to be a while before we get a high-speed cable internet service.
Right. You don't likely have a lot of choice out there if you're out in the sticks. That is your best bet. For satellite. What you want to make sure, though, is you want to make sure that the satellite service, if possible, is a two-way system. There are some older systems out there where you still have to use the phone line for your uplink.
right?
Or if there's some issue with the service itself, you've got to go to that. But like Hughes, I think is the actual prime manufacturer of the equipment. I'm not sure who the providers are. Are you going to get like DirecTV and some of the other satellite television?
Well, we was looking at. We haven't looked at it too much. I've seen like D-Way advertised, but what we was wanting was something that we could do maybe a dual purpose with,
right?
Also an internet service,
yes.
And also have television with it also.
So start shopping with all the satellite television providers and then look to see what their add-on, the same dish with a lot of the services, can do both the internet and your digital television.
Right.
So,
okay.
Yeah, start with them and, you know, do your shopping and see who's got the best deal. And obviously when you package both television and internet with all of them, cable, DSL, any of the companies that provide all of the different services, they will give you a better price on each one of the services. You get a discount and all that. So that's definitely probably the only thing that you're going to be looking at for where you're at this point, all right?
Right, okay. Thank you very much.
Hang tight now. We're going to put you on hold because you had about 14 other questions, and I think there's some relevance to some other folks that are listening out there. When we come back, we're going to be talking to some folks at Google about if you're interested in applying for a job here in Phoenix, or actually anywhere that Google's hiring, but we'll give you the information on the kind of people Google's looking for. Also, we'll talk some more about some of the great Google tools out there that we highly recommend that you go out and check out. It's Ken Colburn, Chad Pyle, Adam Maris. Mr. Disney's on assignment, but he'll be back next week, and we'll be back right after this news break.